السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters who may be listening over Radio Ansar and over receivers, it is the day of Eid. And if I recall, last year I mentioned that we should give a thought for the millions of people who are refugees today. They do not have those soaps and those powders and even simple plain water. We had our bath. We used so many different kinds of soaps. We wear such beautiful clothes and come to the Eidgah. We apply different kinds of perfumes and ithars. But there are millions today around the world who are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but either they are languishing in prisons where they don't even have another set of clothes to change, or they are in refugee tents and camps, many of which do not even have the basic needs for human survival on this Mubarak day of Eid. So we should spare a thought for them and make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them sabr. For us it is a day of great rejoicing and happiness. For them it is a day to make sabr, that their family members, their relatives, their friends and the ummah at large is celebrating, and they will not have that opportunity of celebrating. However, if we look at Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, although there were so much of problems and the Muslim community was still very weak, Makkah Mukarramah had not as yet been conquered, the Arab Peninsula, everyone had not as yet accepted Islam, leave alone Islam going outside the borders. But even at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam celebrated Eid with his companions. So we do celebrate, but at the same time showing concern for all those who are unable to celebrate. Nevertheless, the limited time which I have, I was thinking very seriously what to discuss in the limited time. So the ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel, there's no time to go into any detail, tafsir of the ayat, but just to give you the gist and the summary, that Allah ta'ala had taken a pledge from the Bani Israel. Many different pledges were taken from the Israelites, many pledges were taken. Different verses discuss different pledges. But in Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala discusses, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ Allah ta'budu illallah. First pledge was that they will not worship anyone besides Allah ta'ala. Wabil walidaini ihsana. And with the parents, you will be kind. You will be good to the parents. Wazil qurba wal yatama wal masakin. And good to the yatama, to the masakin, to the family members. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. And you will speak politely, in a very good way, to the people, irrespective of who they are. But when you approach them and you are going to talk to them, you will talk politely, you will talk nicely to them. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. You will establish your salat, you will give zakat. But then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. Then you turned around, except a few amongst you. And Allah Ta'ala says that you are used to this turning around. They were also told that they must not expel one another. They must not make life miserable. Do not give them such hassles that they are forced to migrate, to leave the country, to leave the city, to go out. They must not kill each other. Now all these type of pledges were taken. But the Bani Israel, what they did is they accepted certain teachings and they rejected others. Now the Quran Sharif is for us and for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. And all these things are great lessons for us. That if we have to look at our lives, if we have to take it on the government level, take the Muslim countries of the world, and from there you come down to the individual level. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Just to again give you the summary and the gist, Allah Ta'ala says, then will you accept parts of the book and reject other parts? Will you accept some parts of the book, some parts of the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and His prophets, and reject other parts? Then that warning is sounded. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ. What else can be the recompense of such a people? Except disgrace, humiliation in this world. Allah Ta'ala says, what else can be the recompense of those people who accept parts of the teachings of the book and they reject other parts? Except disgrace and humiliation and suffering in this world. And in the hereafter also, very grievous penalty. They'll be consigned to the fire of Jahannam. They'll be punished in the hereafter very severely. But even in this world, Allah Ta'ala says nothing but disgrace and humiliation. Now if we have to look at the government level, that the Muslim countries, when we say Muslim countries, what do they do? Selective. Very, very selective. Whatever suits their whims and fancies and tastes, then they say that we have got these things in our statute books, which are from the Quran and from the Sunnah. But the major part of it is all rejected. Major part of what Allah Ta'ala has ordered in the Quran Sharif is rejected. I always give one simple example, that if you have to be caught with a porn magazine, a filthy magazine entering Jeddah, then you will be arrested and you will be put into prison. But yet you can go into Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, and you can watch the filthiest of films in your hotel rooms, and you can read the filthiest of magazines in your hotel rooms, and there is no law for that. Then when it comes to all the other statutes also, either they will be dictators, or when they talk about democracy, then under the pressure of Uncle Sam and his poodle, they will implement such kind of democracy which is a mockery as far as Islam is concerned. So this is the condition at the top level. Then we keep coming down until our own individual levels. That have we not also, or are we not also doing the same thing? that we are very, very selective. We will quote Quranic verses when it suits our whims and tastes. We will say we must read the Quran Sharif and we must study the Quran Sharif and we must follow the Quran and Sunnah. But then when it comes to the following of the Quran and Sunnah, then again we are selective. Those things that hurt our nafs and those things which hurt our desires and our evil passions, when we cannot find fulfillment of that, then either we will go around those Quranic verses to find something to justify it. And if we cannot find it, then we will still indulge in all those haram actions and deeds. And we will say that we are following the Quran and Sunnah. So this implementation of selective teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that when you are going to accept parts of the teachings and reject other parts, then what else is the recompense? What else can be the reward, the punishment, except humiliation, suffering and disgrace in this world? Every person is complaining that nobody wants to listen to me. Children are disobedient. Parents are complaining, children are disobedient. Children are complaining about the parents. Wives complaining about the husbands. Husbands complaining about the wives. Family members complaining about family members. The society complaining about other members of the society. And nationally and internationally, nothing but complaints that nobody seems to be wanting to listen to us. How will they listen when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, what else is the recompense except disgrace and humiliation and suffering? If you look at the governments, the Muslim governments, what Allah ta'ala did not provide them with? How much of oil wells, how much of wealth? They could have controlled the world with the wealth that Allah ta'ala has given them. But yet, no respect and honor and dignity at all. Just nothing but suffering, humiliation and disgrace. How true Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's word is. So cannot we take a lesson from there and bring it to our individual level? Because we are always in the habit of looking far away and saying, well, those governments, Muslim governments are doing this and that. But what about that government, the establishment of that government of Allah ta'ala in this 5-foot body of ours? We cannot establish it in our 6-foot, 5-foot bodies. And we want it to be established throughout the world. Now these teachings were teachings which were common to all religions. Now whether it comes to respect and honor and good treatment of parents, worshipping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and all the beliefs that go with it, and whether it is the service to mankind, honesty, truthfulness, charity, sincerity, all these type of teachings. Now we have also become very, very selective that we will only choose that which suits our nafs. And as long as we can say or show that we are practicing Islam. Suddenly that Hazrat Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi's beautiful thing comes to mind. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make me express it properly. Hazrat Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi, he once said, عالمِ رؤیا میں دیکھا تھا میں نے ایک ماہ جبین عالمِ رؤیا میں دیکھا تھا میں نے ایک ماہ جبین گوشہِ مسجد میں بیٹھا تھا وہ غمگین و حزین. Just to explain, I saw a very beautiful faced person, very handsome. His face shining like the full moon. His forehead very, very bright, very, very handsome and very beautiful person. But he was sitting in the corner of masjid, very, very sad, very, very depressed. Gosha-e masjid mein baitha tha wo ghamgin o hazin. Arz ki maine ke ay sarmaya-e husn o jamal. عرض کی میں نے کہ اے سرمایہ حسن و جمال سچ بتا اپنا پتا ہو کس چمن کے نو نحال. I asked this very handsome, very beautiful person that was sitting in this corner of the masjid, that tell me, where are you from? What is your address? Where do you come from? From which beautiful garden have you come? You look like such a beautiful rose. From which garden have you come? Who are you? Hoor ho ya ho farishta ya parizado me ho. Hoor ho ya ho farishta یا پری زادوں میں ہو، یا شہ معزول ہو، یا خانہ بربادوں میں ہو. Are you some hoor? Are you some farishta? Are you some pari? What are you? Or is it that at one time you were a king, a very, very prominent, very, very prosperous king, but you got dethroned, and that's why you are so sad and so ghamgeen and sitting in the masjid one corner? Or is it that you have become a refugee now, as we may say, that at one time you were enjoying a very beautiful life, but you got thrown out of your home and your city and your country, and now you are sitting in the masjid because you have got no place to go? What is it that is making you so sad? Yet you are such a handsome person, such a beautiful person. From whichever angle we look at, when it comes to husn and beauty, you've got everything. Now, my brothers, roke farmane laga, main ek dile nakam hoon. Roke farmane laga, main ek dile nakam hoon. مسلمانوں کا ستایا ہوا مذہب اسلام ہوں، مسلمانوں کا ستایا ہوا مذہب اسلام ہوں. He began to tear, he cried, and he said, I am a broken hearted person. My heart is shattered to smithereens. I am the Islam which has been troubled by Muslims. I am the Islam that has been troubled by Muslims, whether it's the Muslim governments, Muslim communities, Muslim nations and tribes, or individuals like us. He says, I am that Islam which has been troubled by Muslims who do not want to follow, who do not want to listen, who do not want to obey, who do not want to accept all the teachings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are accepting parts of the teaching and rejecting other parts. I am the troubled Islam. So, ek dile nakam ho, musalmanon ka sataya hua mazhab Islam ho. Ab milti nahi jagah musalmanon ke daulat khanon mein, isliye pada rehta hu main masjid ke veeranon mein. Now I can't seem to find a place in a Muslim home. The Muslim wants to watch all the filth on the television. He wants to read all the filthy magazines. He wants to watch all the filthy porn sites on the internet. He wants to commit fraud. He wants to commit adultery and fornication. He wants to transact his businesses, taking interest and giving interest. When it comes to his marriages and walimas and feasting, he is unconcerned about me, the beautiful Islam. His feasting and everything is according to the customs of the aliens to Islam. The israf and the wastage that takes place, which has got nothing to do with me, that is Islam. That is why he says, I am broken hearted, because the Muslims have troubled me. And if they got government and position and power, then instead of establishing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's government on this land, they built huge, huge palaces, and they began to waste and squander that given wealth of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And they indulge in so much of sins and crime that they enjoy absolutely no respect, that today when a person looks at them, he says, what is the purpose of accepting Islam if after accepting Islam this is the kind of suffering and humiliation and disgrace you have to get? So we have become that block. So he says, isliye masjid mein pada rehta hoon, because today the Muslim doesn't want me in his home, he doesn't want me in his business, he doesn't want me in his politics, he doesn't want me in his economics, he doesn't want me in his social life. In social life also he wants to socialize. Your wife, my wife, my sister, your sister, they can meet anyone, they can socialize with anyone, there can be plenty of intermingling, plenty of entertainment, fun and pleasure, and sometimes in the name of Islam. Yet look at the Quranic verses, what do they say? وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even go close to zina. The Quran Sharif says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gazes and protect their chastity. Of course, in business, while driving and all other necessities, a doctor has to attend to patients. Now those are exceptions. There the person will have to look around. But there too he must be careful that he is not enjoying the taste of those glances. But that is what the Quran Sharif says. Now which Quran Sharif are we following? And say the believing women also do the same thing. So we are selective. We will only accept that which suits our nafs. So therefore he says, I am broken hearted. Musalmano ka sataya huwa is mazhab-e Islam ho. That's why I am sitting in the masjid. Because in the masjid I practice Islam. In the masjid I make my namaz. In the masjid I make my zikr. In the masjid I make my tilawat. In the masjid I make dua. In the masjid I am conscious that my Allah is watching. So in the masjid I don't do any kind of haram. That's why the Muslim says that now, or Islam is saying that now I am in the masjid. Whereas the masjid was a training ground for practicing that Islam outside the masjid. One occasion we were walking through Mitchell Park, early part of the morning after Fajr, normally we used to take a walk there. One day the ground was filled with those flowers, beautiful flowers. I think it's the jacaranda trees, violet and white and all kinds of flowers, but filled on the ground. All had fallen because there was a very strong breeze. And now when we were walking over it, it was trampling those beautiful flowers, crushing them. I said to my friends, I said, take a lesson from these flowers. When these flowers were on the trees, they were looking so beautiful. Just like that, there are so many other flowers also when they are on the tree and they've got a very fragrant smell. Then people come close to that flower and they inhale the fragrance. The rose flower also. You want to go close to the petals of the rose and inhale that beautiful fragrance. So when these flowers were on the trees, everybody admired it. Everybody spoke about the beauty of the flowers. And they spoke about the fragrance of the flowers. But when the flowers left the tree and came onto the ground, then we are crushing that flower today. And there's nobody to cry over that crushing. In fact, after a little while, the person will come. He will sweep all these flowers and put them into the dirt bin. Or he will go and throw them away in some kachra box. Or he will go and put them in the dump. Those same beautiful flowers, they will be thrown in the dump. So either they will be crushed here or thrown in the dump. I say, we Muslims, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made us like those beautiful flowers on those trees. There was the fragrance of sincerity, the fragrance of charity, the fragrance of ibadat, the fragrance of zikr and tilawat, the fragrance of fulfillment of the rights of everybody, the fragrance of khidmat and service of one's parents, the fragrance of attending to the sick, to the needy, to the widows, to the orphans, and to the destitute. The fragrant smell of their ibadat, of the zikr, of the tilawat, of their character, of their morals, of their behavior, of their etiquette, of their transactions, everything that you can look at, Islamic teachings, they had those fragrance. So he said, when they were on the tree, that means when they had this fragrance in them, people used to come close to them and inhale, and they used to accept Islam. They just came close to a Muslim in business transactions and they accepted Islam. Any dealings they had with a Muslim, they accepted Islam. Every Muslim was quite happy and satisfied that if I have to give my daughter to a certain person, then he's going to treat my daughter with respect and with love and with care and with affection and compassion. And every husband knew that if I had to take a Muslim girl in marriage, then she will be honest, truthful, she will be caring, she will be loving, she will be compassionate, she will be kind. Every dealer knew that if I have to transact my business with some client, then that client is not going to commit fraud, is not going to cheat, is not going to run away, is not going to give me PDCs and then say, keep searching for me around the world. He knew that this is a Muslim. If I have to come into contact with a Muslim, then I will have absolutely no problem. But when we left the tree and came onto the ground, where one aqaid also got affected, the Shias, the Qadianis, whoever came with whatever kind of aqaid, we fell hook, line and sinker for those aqaid. When it came to our ibadat, then our namazas are reserved for that month of Ramadan. Our tilawat of the Quran Sharif is reserved for the month of Ramadan. Our ibadat is reserved for the month of Ramadan. So when we came onto the ground with our akhlaq, with our mu'amlat, with our mu'asharat, with our etiquette, with our morals, with our behavior, with our character, with our transactions in our home life, political life, cultural life, domestic life, social life, any kind of life you can think of. When we came onto the ground, now somebody is crushing us some way or the other, whether it's in Europe or in America. whether it is in Palestine, or whether it is Chechnya, or Bosnia, or Kashmir, or Afghanistan, whether it is Africa, or any other part of the world, we are all complaining about suffering of the Muslim Ummah. No doubt in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, in the beginning the Muslim Ummah suffered. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within a short space of time brought vast territories under their rule. And then they ruled when there was peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction in those territories. So indeed, when crushing comes, then lots of innocent people also get crushed. Lots of innocent people, the good will also get crushed. Then Allah ta'ala will separate them on the day of Qiyamah. But in conclusion, what I wish to say is that we must make an introspection of ourselves. Are we not behaving exactly like the Bani Israel? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. So then, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ. What else can be the recompense for those amongst you who do such, except disgrace and humiliation in this world? So if you want to get out of this disgrace, out of this humiliation, out of this suffering, then we, instead of talking too much about around the world, let us start talking about this world within us. If each individual brings about a change and a reformation of himself, we will have a big society of people that will be honest, truthful, charitable, noble, sincere. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given all those beautiful teachings to us. All that is required is to get back onto the tree and bring back that fragrance in our lives, and then see how large numbers of people will just enter Islam. Wallah, just a little talk and the person accepts Islam. Just a small action and the person accepts Islam. My personal experience with so many cases. So on this Mubarak day of Eid, we should not think that the people who are suffering because of their sins, and we are enjoying life because of our good deeds. For many, many people, it is a test from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He wants to give them some high stages of shahadat or some other stages. So we should always think that everybody else is a rose and we are the thorns. So on this Mubarak day of Eid, when the doors of the heavens are opened for the acceptance of duas, we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala must forgive us and forgive the entire ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must remove the difficulties, the problems and the hardships of the entire ummah, and especially those who are suffering innocently. Whether it is in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan or anywhere else, we must make a lot of dua for them. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the talk, that spare a thought for those people who are languishing in jails and prisons, most of them, many of them in Muslim countries also, for no other sin except one, that they wanted to practice on the book of Allah completely. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Start making his qaza if he has missed namaz, roza, zakat, and makes a pledge to Allah Ta'ala not to return to those sins again. Accidentally again, if he commits a sin, then he makes tawbah. But he doesn't go out in search of sins, as will happen today on the day of Eid. There will be invitation from so many different haram places, come to me, come to me, come to me. So this person must think that, what did I do the whole month of Ramadan? اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, we have done great injustice upon our own souls. O my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. O my beloved Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are extending them before you on this Mubarak day of Eid. O my beloved Allah, the doors of heaven are open. Oh, my beloved Allah, your mercy and your forgiveness knows no bounds and limits on this Mubarak day. Ey, mere pyare Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim, Kareem Allah. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh, my beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You have the knowledge of everything, oh, my beloved Allah. There is nothing that was hidden from your sight. There was nothing that was hidden from your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. Oh, my beloved Allah, but you are so tolerant, that in spite of all our sins, you continued giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, and so many bounties of yours pouring upon us day and night. Ya Allah, you could have made us blind the moment we saw haram. But, oh Allah, in spite of so much of disobedience with this great ni'mat of sight, you still gave us this great blessing of sight. You gave us the great ni'mat of hearing and speech. Oh Allah, so much of your bounties we use for your disobedience. In spite of that, you give us so much of your bounties. Oh Allah, where can there be another Allah? There is no Allah besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us, oh Allah, besides you. Ya Allah, all things lie in your control. Ya Allah, our lives are in your control. Our sight and speech and hearing in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. And you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners when they sincerely repent. Oh Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you. And we are sincerely repenting, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. We are ashamed, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. You are Kareem, oh my beloved Allah. Kareem is the one who gives even without a person deserving. Ya Allah, we know that we are not deserving because of the sins that we have indulged in. But Ya Allah, we are asking from a Kareem Rabb. And a Kareem Rabb gives to whomsoever, even if he is not so deserving. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. Aaj to hume maaf kar de. Forgive us, oh my beloved Allah. Forgive us, oh my beloved Allah. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we are the cause of the suffering of the ummah. Mere pyare Allah, lekin hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe, we are turning towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the ummah. Ya Allah, we are confronted with so many different kinds of problems. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with your qurb and your marifat. Bless us with the closeness. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with your closeness and the closeness of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us of all our ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Our hearts have become engulfed with evil passions and desires. We have made our hearts, or we have filled our hearts with envy and jealousy. We have filled our hearts with malice, with greed and with pride. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with anger. Oh my beloved Allah, we are giving vent to our anger in all the wrong places. Oh my Allah, so much of injustice we are causing. We have become thorns for society, oh my beloved Allah. How many hearts we have sliced with our tongue. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of abuse of parents, of children, of family members, of neighbors, of the poor and the needy. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with all kinds of vices and evil. Oh my beloved Allah, but who is there to purify our hearts beside you? Ey mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, there's no one to purify besides you. Oh my Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, O Allah, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then to your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, O my Allah, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. Ay mere Allah, agar insaan is qisam ki cheez bana sakta hai, then what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Oh my beloved Allah, the pious and the righteous and the God-fearing, they present before you their good deeds and their amal. Ay Allah, wo to apni nekiya tere samne pesh karte hai. Wo to te apne amal tere samne pesh karte hai. But oh Allah, we have no capital of good deeds. Ya Allah, we are presenting our sins before you for forgiveness. Ay mere pyare Allah, aaj maaf kar de. Make a decision of forgiveness for us today. Oh my Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of piety. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of khidmat and service to mankind. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of zuhud and taqwa. Amen. Allah, bless us with a life of tawakkul and trust in you. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Mere Allah hame apna bana le. Aur tu hamara ban ja. If you become ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Then our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us barakat and blessing. Then, O Allah, our homes will not give us comfort. We will have to run away from our homes also, O Allah, if we are going to be disobedient to you. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We want to become yours and we want you to become ours. Mere Allah, we have emptied our hearts from everything now. Ay, mere Allah, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. اے میرے اللہ اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری او مائی اللہ if you are ours then everything is ours میرے اللہ ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا او اللہ some people are seeking something and others are seeking other things from you but او اللہ I am seeking you from you Oh my beloved Allah, all treasures lie with you. So if we have to turn towards you and become yours, then all your treasures become ours. Ay mere Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the hardships and the problems of the ummah. Ay mere Allah, they are suffering all over the world. Ay mere Allah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who suffered so much for mankind. Allah, he made so much of sacrifices for us. Allah, in Taif, he was stoned to such an extent that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Allah, just one drop of blood of our beloved little child and we will pull the trigger on the person's head. Allah, the angels too must have cried seeing the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam oozing from his body for no other reason except that he was inviting towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned in Uhud. Oh my beloved Allah, he was stoned in so many other places. Ya Allah, his teeth were shattered in Uhud. Allah, he fell down unconscious. Ya Allah, so many days he passes in starvation and hunger. Oh my Allah, 3 solid years he is boycotted with his entire family in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. No food is allowed, no communication, no social mix. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing of any kind. The time comes when your beloved Rasul, for whom the whole universe was created, ay Allah, he has to chew the leaves of tree for survival. Mere Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you bled so much, that ummat in the discos and the cinemas and the theatres, that ummat enjoys porn films and filthy magazines, that ummat in fraud, that ummat in adultery and fornication, that ummat in prostitute quarters, that ummat dancing on the filthy stages of the world. Mere Allah, when he is informed of that in his Mubarak city, a few meters away from his Roza Mubarak, the filthiest of films are seen in the hotel rooms. Those hotel rooms, which at one time were the homes of his beloved companions, those homes in which there was tahajjud, those homes in which this was ishraq and chash, those homes in which there was tilawat, those homes in which there was dua. Allah, those places have now become hotels
and in those hotels the filthiest of music can be heard. Where Allah, what kind of suffering we are the cause of for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara caused him pain and injury. Allah, hum Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ko takleef pahuncha rahe hai. Mere Allah, lekin maaf kar de, maaf kar de. Whatever we have done up till now, oh Allah, we are not justifying. We are not justifying any sin of ours. Oh Allah, we agree and we are confessing that we have not controlled our eyes. We have not controlled our ears. We have not controlled our tongues. We have not controlled our hands and feet. We have not controlled our heart and mind. But oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are seeking from you forgiveness. And you dearly love forgiveness. Oh Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, such a large congregation, amongst whom there are the little children who are masoom and sinless, amongst whom there are the feeble, the sick and the weak, and the old, oh my beloved Allah. And ya Allah, so many are listening. Ay mere pyare Allah, amongst them also there are so many sick and weak and old. Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my Allah, unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, even on this Mubarak day, so many of us are not in talking terms with our parents, not in talking terms with our family members, not in talking terms with our own children. Ay mere Allah, hamari zindagi ka haal bohut bura ho chuka hai. Lekin badal de mere maula. Ay Allah, hamara dil ka haal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de mera bil, ay Allah, ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے اللہ change our hearts which are filled with passions evil passions and desires change our hearts which are filled with greed یا اللہ change the condition of our hearts یا اللہ make our hearts like the hearts of the اولیاء صدیقین Those hearts that you gave, O Allah, to the Sahaba-e-Kiram. The hearts that you gave to the Tabi'in, the Tabataveen. The hearts that you give to your Awliya. Ay, mere Allah, bless us with those kind of hearts. Ya Allah, the hearts you can change any whenever you wish. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they came from Kufr and from Shirk. They came from Kufr and Shirk. Ya Allah, somewhere from the Nasara and the Yahud. Somewhere from the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Allah, there came such a change and reformation and transformation that they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. If you could have changed their hearts, oh my Allah, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? Ay Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ay Allah, unite the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, give the tawfiq to the Muslim rulers to rule with justice and according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Ay mere pyare Allah, the ummah is suffering, especially in Palestine. Allah, bombs are being rained upon them. Innocent children, oh Allah, gunships are fired. Ay mere pyare Khuda, nobody is spared, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in America, in India, in Pakistan, in Africa. Ya Allah, where is the ummah not being hassled? And where is the ummah not suffering? Ya Allah, open the eyes of the enemies to the beautiful teachings of Islam. We have been the cause of them not understanding Islam. But oh Allah, open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. But oh my beloved Allah, oh Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless each and every one of them with iman and Islam. Ya Allah, make every one of them enter Jannat. But oh Allah, if they become obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam. They have made up their minds that they will continue causing destruction to the life and the property of the Ummah. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Mere Allah, unko hila de, as you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause their planes to crash, oh Allah. Cause their ships to sink, oh Allah. Send the gale force winds against them. Cause storms to lash them. Oh my beloved Allah, send earthquakes and tremors. Oh my beloved Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ay mere pyare Khuda, پھر تو تو ان کو عاد اور سمود کی طریقے سے ہلاک اور برباد فرما اے اللہ you are the same Allah that was in احد you are the same Allah that was in بدر you are the same Allah that was in خندق you are that same powerful Allah that was at the time of فتح مکہ اے میرے اللہ آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے اے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما لے. اے اللہ اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر جانا ہے. We have to leave this world and come to you one day. There is no way that we are going to live forever and ever. And we do not know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, the angel of death is striking at the most unbelievable of all places and taking away the lives of the unbelievable of all youths. Ay mere pyare Khuda, those who had everything going for them, fit, healthy and strong, suddenly the disco catches on fire. Suddenly the cinema catches on fire. Suddenly the clubhouse catches on fire. Suddenly an earthquake swallows up the hotels and the discos and the clubhouses. Mere pyare Khuda, we do not know when the angel of death will come and where he will strike and how he will strike. Oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, when the angel of death visits us, don't let him find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, those who are committing adultery or fornication in hotel rooms, drawing the curtains and thinking that nobody is watching and that they are beyond the control of everybody. Ya Allah, give them the realization that suddenly there can be a disaster. Suddenly there can be a heart attack. What kind of a death will that be of a Muslim in a prostitute quarters? What kind of a death will that be of a Muslim in an escort agency? Oh Allah, what kind of a death will be of a Muslim with drugs in his hands and popping it into his mouth? What kind of a death will that be, oh Allah, if he's indulging in other kinds of haram? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. Change our lives, oh my beloved Allah. The month of Ramadan, our fasting, accept it. Our zikr and tilawat, oh Allah, make it maqbool. Ay Allah, whatever charities we gave, make it maqbool. Ay Allah, jo bhi tere liye humne kiya, usko qubool farma le. Toota puta jo bhi pesh kiya, usko qubool kar le. Ya Allah, accept the ibadat of the entire ummat. But oh Allah, now give us the tawfiq to practice and act upon it the rest of the year. Ay mere Allah, humari zindagi ka haal badal de. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ay Allah, one day this lips will be silenced. The tongue with which we hurt so many hearts. The tongues with which we sliced so many hearts. Ay Allah, the tongues with which we cursed and we abused. The tongues with which we swore. The fingers of our hands with which we pulled triggers and we punched. And oh Allah, the feet of ours with which we kicked. Ay Allah, the mind of ours with which we thought of all kinds of fraudulent activities. Ay Allah, everything will be silenced. Our wristwatches will be removed. Our false teeth will be removed. Our tight-fitting clothing will be sliced with the scissors and removed. May Allah, we will be able to see no more. We'll be able to hear no more. Ya Allah, the water of mayyit will be poured over our bodies. Allah will be turned from right to left and from back to forward. Ay, may Allah, before that time comes, ay Allah, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our heart. Before we are given the garment of the kafan, which has got no designer label on it, Allah, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa above our heart. میرے اللہ, اب تو ہماری زندگی کا حال بدل دے. تو ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. Those family members of ours, our parents, children, family members, whosoever has passed away. Ya Allah, give the family members the kith and kin. Ya Allah, give them sabre jameel and ajre azeem. Especially on this Mubarak day, oh my beloved Allah. Those who lost their children and family members very recently. Ya Allah, this Eid will be a day of sadness and sorrow for them. Ya Allah, give them sabre jameel and ajre azeem. And bless the passed away people and the deceased with Jannatul Firdaus. But oh Allah, let us take a lesson from their deaths. That death can strike suddenly, anyway, anytime, any place. Ay mere pyare Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ay Allah, fill our hearts with tawakkul, with zuhad and with taqwa. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in the wealth that you give us. Ya Allah, don't snatch away our bounties, oh my beloved Allah. Don't snatch away those bounties of yours because of our sins and our indulgence in vices and evils and our wastage of your ni'mats. Ay mere Allah, hamari ni'maton par zawal na aane de. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Ay Allah, those who are imprisoned unjustly, Ya Allah, create conditions for their release. Also those who have become repentant, O Allah, create conditions for their release. Ay mere pyare Allah, aaj sari dunya ke andar musalman pareshan hai. Ay Allah, sab ke haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. Oh my beloved Allah, all his life he begged for us. especially in Hajjatul Wida. How can we ever forget my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam du'as at the time of Hajjatul Wida? Ya Allah, on that occasion when my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif and the du'as that he made, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yamani chhu karke jo manga tha, Mizab Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo mere pyare Nabi ne manga tha, اے اللہ حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو بھاگا تھا، اے میرے پیارے اللہ مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے جو نمازیں پڑھ کر کے بھاگا تھا، زمزم کا پانی پی کر کے جو مانگا تھا، and the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa and the duas that he made at Mina and at Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that sinless masoom Nabi, ya Allah, he's making dua, he has extended his hands and he's begging and he's praying. For whom, oh my Allah? For his sinful ummatis like us. Oh Allah, on all those occasions, the du'as that he made, and the du'as at Muzdalifa, and on all other occasions, ya Allah, whatever goodness he asked for the ummat, ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those students of ours who are writing examinations, oh my beloved Allah, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges. Ey mere pyare khuda, bas tu hi hamare haal par raham farma. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Whosoever is doing any kind of service of deen within the parameters of sharia, ya Allah, accept their service. Ya Allah, fill their hearts with ikhlas. Ya Allah, sab ki deeni khidmat ko qabool farma. اے میرے پیارے خدا، ایک دن مرنا ہے، اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کے جانا ہے. We have to go from this world one day. Ya Allah, we have no capital, oh my beloved Allah, for the hereafter. Ey Allah, therefore we seek from you that when the time of our death comes, oh Allah, take us to Madinah Tayyiba at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Oh Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Ya Allah, let it come in a happy state towards you. Ya Allah, let it be such that you are looking forward to meeting us and we are looking forward to meeting you. Ey mere pyare khuda, aise hal mein hume maut de ke tu bhi hum se razi aur hum bhi tujh se razi. Ey Allah, cause our burial to be in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar de, wherever it may be, oh Allah, let it be a death of barakat. Ya Allah, let it be a death in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey mere pyare khuda, there are so many desires that are in the hearts of so many people who have gathered here and those who are listening. Ey mere pyare Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires that are in those hearts. Ya Allah, there are different kinds of aspirations and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, fulfill all those desires. The fulfillment of desires is in your hands, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, save us from the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of akhirat. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter us into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it becomes extremely easy to do everything you have ordered. For the lover likes to do for the beloved whatever the beloved orders, it is the heart's desire of the lover to fulfill. Ey mere Allah, give us such love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that is pleasing to you and to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to stay away and to restrain ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't let us return to those sins again which we have given up in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from returning to those sins. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْحَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ، ہماری دعا کو قبول کر لے، ہم جیسے بھی ہیں قبول کر لے، ہم گندے ہیں قبول کر لے، اے اللہ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صدقے میں قبول کر لے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ و نور عرشہ سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.